Tuesday, October 2nd, 2024 transmission. And we do have the phone lines fixed. So we are going to do what we attempted to do yesterday. And that's hear from people on the port strike situation, where we have some new news as well. Hear from people on the devastation from Hurricane Helene, where we have a lot of new news, a lot of big developments there, including some whistleblowers that are going forward to journalists talking about the inadequate response. Now, this thing has actually blown up so badly in their face, and again, if it wasn't for X, if it wasn't for independent media, none of these stories would be getting out. And none of the images and none of the videos. And really, I mean, if you're a cable news viewer, most people look to Fox News to get probably the most full spectrum news possible, politically current events on television. But even they haven't really leaned into the hurricane coverage until today. So it's been a non-factor in the news, but it's kind of changing today. And that's likely thanks to some of these developments and some of these videos that are getting out on X, and now some of these whistleblowers that are talking about the inadequate response from the government. So we're going to have that. We'll take calls on that as well. Of course, there was the vice presidential debate last night. We had live coverage right here. We could also take calls on that, but I think that that case is pretty much open and shut. We do have some coverage on that as well. But Vance definitely won. The polling has him at about 65%. People say he won. That's on average across the entire political spectrum. And then you can tell by the response from the mainstream media, it was a victory. And then there's bad news for the Harris campaign hitting the press today. But it doesn't even matter. It's all just affirmation for conservatives and Trump supporters that we're on the right side, that their candidates are the bad guys. But to the leftist, to the Democrat voter, they do not care. They know they're the bad guys. They know they're the political party of criminal activity and violence and lies and propaganda. They don't care. They're in. They've made the decision. We're the bad guys. We're here to destroy America. We're here to deceive. They've made that conscious choice. So when you hear this stuff coming out about Kamala Harris or Tim Walz or Doug Emhoff, they don't care. Doesn't move the needle for them at all. That's where we're at. But it's only going to get worse as far as the exposure into just how bad this Harris campaign has been, and then the mainstream media efforts to bolster it. There's going to be some big stuff that drops tomorrow. I'll explain that coming up as well. And then if we have some time, crazy stuff coming about the Diddy situation. And it's one of those deals. It's the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. Oh, everybody knew. Everybody knew. And now some of the people are saying, well, gee, you know, it's about time. So you knew all along. Isn't that strange? And then some of the latest allegations just make it even worse. So we're going to cover all of that. And since we got the phone lines back up and working, we'll take your calls. But I really, on the calls today, want to hear your thoughts on the port strike. I'd like to hear from people, too, if you're in the disaster zone, because we got a lot of testimony today from people that were in the disaster zone that we'll hear as well. I'd like to hear from that. And then maybe we'll do some debate, post-debate follow-up as well. All coming up today on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word. the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Calendar. 33 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes until election day. And what craziness are we going to see in between now and then? I think we've only just begun to see the insanity that will ensue between now and election day. And then there's the next ride, which is in between Election Day and Inauguration Day. Now, I want to dive right into this story dealing with the hurricane disaster and the port strike. And I want to show you some of the survivors of the hurricane and what they're saying about the current situation. And then I also want to talk about how this port strike, and it's just like I said yesterday, and I just call it as I see it, but a lot of the voices in the media that were very supportive of the strikers and very supportive of the union have really changed face in the last 24 hours. I'm talking about, I'm listening to talk radio, I'm watching popular conservative talk shows online that just yesterday supportive of the union strike, and then I tune in today and it's a total about face. But I don't know what else you would have expected when we got more news on this union boss. I mean, he's not going to win anybody over in the court of public opinion, and his abrasiveness isn't going to win anybody over in the court of public opinion. And then when people see the details about what's going on, it's just not going to work. When you pass up on a 40% pay increase and say, no, that's not enough, what American right now doesn't want a 40% pay increase? And I see all this and it's so crazy, it almost makes me think something else is going on, because it's almost like this is what you would do if you wanted the port workers to be replaced by robots. Because that's all you're doing at this point. You're turning off the American people that might normally be inclined to have your back. But then you're telling these companies, I mean, you won't even take a 40% pay increase. And then you're telling these companies, we're going to go on strike and shut down the ports. Well, okay, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go to automation if the option is already available. So this thing is not really looking good. But let's just look quickly and make some final comments here about last night's debate, which Vance definitely won. And to echo kind of last night's coverage, I think it's important to understand, and I think this was also the strategy, if not it worked out this way, but Vance, if there was any undecided voter, or if there was a voter that maybe didn't want to vote Harris and maybe didn't like the Democrats, but also didn't like Trump, well, maybe they got something from Vance last night that would make them feel more inclined to vote for Trump. I think on some of these main issues where there's a lot of messaging, confusion. I think Vance did well on those things as well, at least as good as he could without being combative and trying to go out there and throw haymakers. So, yeah, you and I and the political super freaks, super fanatics, we wanted to see haymakers. We wanted to see walls get buried. But that wasn't the strategy. Probably better when you look at the bigger picture, the way Vance handled it, the way he went into it. And even though some of the answers you might not have liked, I think it was about as effective as he could have been. So for you and I, we wanted a little bit more, and we saw some missed opportunities. But again, you and I are going to vote Trump whether Vance bombs last night or hits a grand slam. And that seems to be kind of the consensus today as well. And so I've got some other evidence of that. But it's just, I do wonder if people can see how corrupt the corporate mainstream media is in their bias during these debates with their moderators and their fact checks. I mean, there were just redonkulous things said. Tim Walz claimed that there were more illegal border crossings under Donald Trump than there were Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I mean, yeah, and I'm not wearing a royal blue suit with a bright gold tie and an American flag lapel pin. And, of course, that's exactly what I'm wearing today. So now they're doing these follow-up fact checks, the CBS News socials, post-debate fact checks, and it's all about Vance. And they say, Vance claimed that Harris was in charge of the border, but it's false. Okay, well, this is CBS News. March 2021. Harris to lead administration's efforts to stem migration at border. That's their own report. And then they come out today and fact check J.D. Vance saying, nope, Harris was never in charge of the border. He lied. And, oh, yeah, and border crossings were record highs under Donald Trump. Walz claims that record high price on housing under Donald Trump. CBS News just this June published a headline, record high house prices under Biden-Harris. They're not fact checking that. So, yeah, again, you know the corporate mainstream media is corrupt. I know the corporate mainstream media is corrupt. We know they lie all day long. Does the average American get that now when they see just blatant lies being told by Tim Walz and nobody gets fact-checked? But now they're fact-checking everything J.D. Vance does. And that's just the pressure that's applied from the left wing. That's what they do. And it's all about trying to destroy you. It's all about trying to make you look bad. It's all about trying to conquer you, steal from you. Politico does a follow-up, and they talk about how J.D. Vance's beard is misogynistic and toxic masculinity because he has a beard. Well, I guess if you're a liberal soy boy at Politico, maybe you can't grow a beard, so you might have a little beard envy. So J.D. Vance's beard was a negative, they said last night. Now, what do I say about the eyes? Anybody who tunes into the show, what do I say about the eyes? They said that Tim Walz with the freak eyes was a positive. I'm not even kidding you. And they even put the image up with Walz showing the tops of the whites of his eyes, which is well known in psychology and body language that that's psychotic behavior. And you look at psycho killers and some of their mugshots and stuff, they have the tops of the whites of their eyes. So they promoted that. Walz's wide eyes showed his passion. Eye popping can sometimes be a sign of passion. So J.D. Vance, with just a normal beard for a man, that's toxic masculinity. That's misogynistic. That's a problem. But Tim Walz showing the tops of the whites of his eyes, that's because he's passionate. That's because he's passionate. And then they actually put the image up of him doing it like it's a good thing. I think Tim Walz came off as clumsy and awkward. But the pro-Harris Walz media, they're leaning into this. They want more of the Walz weirdness. This is Jen Psaki saying it's good that Tim Walz is basically a goofball that looks like, he's about to compete in the Special Olympics here in clip 7.
But coming out of it, I hope that they free Tim Walz and put him out there and let him be rusty at times and make mistakes and hug football players and cry and be funny sometimes. That's the magic. That's why he's on the ticket.
Oh, he's allowed to make mistakes. He's weird. He's quirky. He gets things wrong. He makes mistakes. He hugs football players. He puts tampons up the... Free Tim Walz. So that's one thing to take. It's like, okay, we can't hide this guy as like, we can't hide something's off with this guy. He's on the national stage now. There's something just not right there. So let's just lean into it. Free Tim Walz. Now we got more of these clips, but the Democrats, of course, claimed that Walz was the winner. No surprise there. And, they released this saying, here's Walz as the debate winner. It's funny, though, because this was the Democrats, same Democrats, same social media. This was the Democrats on June 27th of this year, and they said that this was the winner of the debate. And that, of course, is Joe Biden, who was beaten so badly in the presidential debate that the Democrats ran a coup and replaced him with Kamala Harris. By the way, they really don't like when you say Kamala or Kamala, or I don't know which one it is. So they really don't like this. Corey Lewandowski went on with CNN's Jim Acosta, and he got so the actual news that Lewandowski is reporting on, which is what American people care about, all the criminals being led into the country. He gives you the actual data. And Acosta's response is, but you got her name wrong. This is the state. This is the absolute state of the corporate media here in clip 3.
You know what I can say, Jim? I can say that 13,099 murderers were led into this country. 16,000 rapists, 425,000 people in the last 4 years have been led into this country by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's own Customs and Border Protection that are running around this country, Jim.
The other thing, too, it's Kamala Harris.
Crimes.
I don't know. Why do you guys say Kamala? That is, it's Kamala Harris.
Jim, we know that they're committing crimes against Americans. Why can't these individuals talk about the individuals who have been killed by illegal immigrants? 13,099 murderers have been led into this country by this administration's own accounting, and you guys don't want to talk about it.
No, they want to correct you on her name, Kamala. Kamala. Hey, it's not our fault you chose Kamala. It's not our fault. Maybe you've been saying it wrong for years. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. It's not our fault you installed her. She's got a weird name. Nobody can say right, apparently. Kamala. 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 Did I get one of them right? You know it's bad. Even Anna Kasparian is calling out how much they lie. She says, from the Young Turks, just so you get the full understanding here, in case you don't know who Anna Kasparian is. You probably don't, but she's from the Young Turks. Not really right-wingers over there. She says, it drives her crazy when Dems allege that unemployment rose by tens of millions under Trump when they know it was due to the COVID shutdowns Democrats supported and wanted to extend. So that's an honest liberal. I don't even know if she'd want to identify with that. She's kind of sick of the left at this point. So, but see, that's the realization here. And that's the frustration, is that they know they're lying. They know they're lying. These are conscious liars. They are corrupt. That's why I always say, just, hey, I'm not here to promote the Republican Party, but for the love of God, don't vote Democrat. Just don't vote Democrat. And don't trust their media. They are liars. Yeah, they know that they urged the shutdowns. Yeah, the Democrats know that they caused the shutdowns and they caused the job losses. They know that damn well. And they know it's completely illegitimate and wrong to blame that on Donald Trump. They don't care. They are liars. They do anything and say anything for political power because they want to run your life. Now, here's the state of the average Kamala. Did I get it right that time? Kamala? Kamala? This is the average Kamala voter who, this is just how dumb they are in clip 11.
The economy, we know, has overwhelmingly been polled as the biggest concern among voters in Pennsylvania. That is something that the former president tends to lead Harris as well as Waltz on. What's your take on that, and what's most important to you as a voter?
So in Pennsylvania, under Trump's presidency, I forget the specific number, but he had added maybe 60 million jobs to Pennsylvania.
And 60 million.
If we remove COVID from that as the baseline and we use that 60 million, Biden's administration added like 196. It was more than double what he added. So to me, that's a very stark difference and a very clear line for where I live and local issue for me. You know, we need that job creation here.
Okay, hold on. Just put the final screenshot there. This woman has, I don't know what that is going on. She has, what do you call these piercings? I don't know. She has metal rods going through her nose. She has half of her hair dyed black, the other half dyed white, and she has a Black Panthers hoodie on. Of course, we know the original founding member of the Black Panther, Larry Pinkney, is no fan of Democrats. So this is ridiculous. And she says, Donald Trump created 60 million jobs in Pennsylvania. Well, obviously, that's widely inaccurate. I think there's 13 million people in Pennsylvania is the number. I think it's 13 million is the population. And then she says that Biden created 196 million jobs in Pennsylvania. And she says it with a straight face, confident that that's the reality. And she's going to be voting for Kamala and Walls because she's extremely informed. Smarter than you, for sure. And I mean, just one look at that person, it just screams high IQ. One look at that person, it just screams mental stability. One look at that person, it just screams good decision maker. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Here's what Joy Reid, actually being honest about how Democrats feel, what they really want, kind of censoring it a little bit. But this was post-debate, Joy Reid talking about how they really feel about Donald Trump in clip 5.
And so I think that the people who want the fistfight are the base of the Democratic Party. Mm. Democrats want to see someone get up there and give a knuckle sandwich to Donald Trump. That's what they want. But that is not...
That's the base of the Democratic Party. Even Lawrence O'Donnell, sitting next to Joy Reid, had to cringe at that one. Even Lawrence Stop the Hammering O'Donnell had to have a little bit of a cringe fest at that. Even he had to do a double take and, oh my God, did she really just say that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just play that on a loop, guys. Perfect. Lawrence O'Donnell, who has a screw or two loose himself, even he heard that and said, you did not just say that on TV. Oh my God, she did. Even O'Donnell. But what is Joy Reid really saying there? The Democrat base wants to fight. Democrat base wants to punch Donald Trump. What is she really saying? The Democrat base wants to kill Donald Trump. They want Trump dead. Sure, she kind of massaged it a little bit. And said, oh, we just want to punch him. Oh, we just want to fist fight. We just want to give him a knuckle sandwich. No, you guys want to kill him. And you've tried. But see, then the next segment, they'll say Trump needs to tone down his rhetoric after they say, well, we want a fist fight. We want to see somebody go up there and punch him. And Trump needs to calm down his rhetoric. What do you really mean, Joy? Why don't you go ahead and say it? Again, another example. This woman belongs nowhere near a microphone. This woman's opinions should not probably leave her own demented head. I mean, that's incredible. What a cast of absolute freak shows that they have on their post-debate coverage. Now, James O'Keefe has a teaser, and this is going to drop tomorrow. They've got MSNBC, I'm guessing either executives or producers, on the record admitting that the entire agenda is to get Kamala Harris elected. Here's that teaser coming out tomorrow, clip 9.
Have you served two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
on a sesame seed bun?
What have they done to help the Harris campaign?
Amplify her message. What her message of the day is their message of the day.
When she's delivering these messages now, I think she keeps getting better.
Kamala Harris is telling the truth. Donald Trump killed the Senate immigration bill.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it'll come out that they did indeed script that entire interview with Stephanie Ruhle, which is obvious when Kamala Harris is finishing her lines. I mean, come on. She's finishing her damn lines. And maybe that's why they put that at the front there. But come on. It's too obvious. It's too obvious. Now, I really want to take more time to respond to this other clip where they're talking about abortion. And I think Vance probably handled the abortion question better than we would like, or we would have had him handle it differently. But if it was possible, if there were any women out there on the fence, and maybe abortion is an issue to them, if there were any undecided voters out there, and maybe abortion might be the deciding vote, then Vance probably did a good job answering that question. And again, I am pro-life. I believe that killing your baby, without a doubt, with a beating heart, is murder. Without a doubt. I believe that killing a baby with a beating heart is murder. So, to me, that's not up for debate. But I also understand that this election isn't about abortion. It's not. This election is about the future of a country and the future of freedom, sovereign nation, basic common sense policies, world peace. So I think Vance handled it well. We might have handled it differently, but I do think he handled it well. But we'll show you a response coming up.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me.
It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, we're going to finish up the post-debate coverage, and then we're going to get into this hurricane news, and then we got some exclusive information coming up in the next hour from people who are supposed to be involved in the government response, but they're basically being told they're not allowed to help people. That's how crazy this is. And then they're afraid to go on the record because there might be punishment from the Biden-Harris regime. Now, I want to play this clip, and this is on the abortion issue, but there's something, again, I look for logical consistency really above all else. And it's like logical consistency and then kind of my own politics. I put logical consistency over my own politics. And so it frustrates me dealing with logical inconsistencies, because if you're not logically consistent, then you're really just, you're just lying is what you're doing. And so there was this, it's a short clip, a follow up on the abortion topic from last night on CNN. And you have this lady just going crazy. She just loves abortions. And then Scott Jennings kind of, you know, puts her in her place at the end of it. But let's just play this short clip because they love their abortion so much. And then let's just try to logically think about this without the radicalization of the abortion debate. But here is Scott Jennings putting her in her place in clip 10.
Tech Trump. This is what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz believes, is that it's none of your business what women do with their body. And so stay out of our doctor's offices and stay out of our bedrooms.
Well, I guess I'll have to speak up for the babies. They're not here to speak for themselves. Ooh. Lord have mercy.
Oh, let's check back in.
Well, even Anderson Cooper with a smirk after that smackdown, and she rolls her eyes. So let's just be clear about this. And again, I think Vance handled it well. I think the message of Republicans need to earn women's respect again or trust again on the abortion issue, it's good messaging. Whether you agree with it or not, it's just, it's good political messaging. And I think it's effective if there's anybody out there that could have been swayed. But notice how she says, well, we just want you off our bodies. We want you to not tell our doctors and our bodies. We want autonomy. Rape is a crime. Nobody is forcing you to get pregnant. Nobody is forcing you to have sex. If they are, that's a crime. So this idea that they don't have bodily autonomy over getting pregnant is just a blatant misrepresentation of reality. Just a lie, really. It's just a lie, is what it is. And then there's another lie stacked in there. That is a separate body. That is a separate body. That baby has a brain and a heart and arms and legs. That's a separate body. So you see, it's just misrepresentation after misrepresentation. You do have control of your bodies. Nobody's making you have sex and get pregnant. When you are and there's a child in the womb, that's a separate body. But okay, let's not beat that to death. The argument made by Walls, and this is where they tend to lean, is that it's a human right for a woman to have an abortion. That is a basic dignity and right for a woman to have an abortion. Here's where the logical consistency gets me. So you're arguing that it's a right, a human right to get an abortion. But wait a second. We actually have a constitution and a Bill of Rights. We actually have a founding legal document, a legal document. This isn't a political debate. This isn't a moral debate. This is a legal document that has rights in it. And abortion is not one of those rights. But you know what is? Freedom of speech. Freedom to redress grievances with the government. Freedom to bear arms. Freedom to self-defense. Those are enshrined rights. Law of the land. And yet, Democrats and liberals don't believe in those rights. They have no problem taking those rights away from you. But a right that doesn't actually exist in any law of the land, the founding law of the land, that a woman has a right to an abortion, doesn't exist. That, they claim, is a human right. Now, again, if you want to get into a moral debate with the whole thing, that's not in the Constitution. That is not in the Bill of Rights. It does not exist. And so they want to sit here and talk about, it's a right, it's a right, it's a principal right, it's a founding right. No, it's actually not. Now, maybe you would like to make it a right, but you haven't. And by the way, they never will, because they need you to go vote for abortion every year. That's why the Democrats have never made it a right and never will. Because they need women like that voting Democrat every year on the abortion issue. So you see, it's the logical inconsistency of when they want to go to bat and fight for your rights versus when they will take them. And then it's just the blatant lies that you don't have bodily autonomy in this country. Of course, they'll force a vaccine into your arm, but separate issue. And that it's your body, your choice. Well, no, there's a second body there. So it gets annoying to have to deal with these things. But I guess it would be hard. If you're coming from the abortion side of this, if you're coming from the pro-abortion side of this, how can you actually, I mean, that's a tough stance to take without lying, isn't it? It's kind of a tough stance to take if you're being honest, isn't it? And so that's why they lie. Because when you have an honest conversation about abortion, it's really hard to take the side of abortion, isn't it? So they just lie. Speaking of, they just love abortions. They just love abortions. A new Harris ad celebrating abortion, saying mothers are going to wish they had an abortion, and if they can't get an abortion, that they're just going to trans their kid. This is just disgusting stuff as we take a quick break here in clip 8.
When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, they didn't just take away a legal right. They changed the lives of millions of women across America. In 2021 alone, over 930,000 women made the difficult decision to have an abortion. Now, under a federal abortion ban, that choice would be gone. Imagine a nation where women are forced into motherhood when they aren't ready, where the weight of that responsibility isn't shared, but placed entirely on their shoulders. Every sleepless night, every mess that feels impossible to clean up, every moment of feeling overwhelmed. For so many women, it's a future they didn't choose, a reality they're not prepared for. But now, the right to decide is being taken from them. We cannot stand by while freedom is stripped away. We must protect a woman's right to choose her own path, for herself, for her family, for her future, so we don't wind up living with a child like this.
So, I forget who originally made that ad. It was some ad for, I think maybe, I don't know, some company created that ad, and then they just put the Harris bug on it with Kamala's commentary. But again, what is Harris saying there? She's pretending like you don't know how to get pregnant. Oh, you just randomly get pregnant. Just, oh, one day you're pregnant. You had no choice. And it's just a lie. And it's just a lie. All right, we're going to take a short break. When I come back, we're going to get into this from the ground hurricane news with the devastation and the lack of response. And then we're going to get a guest coming up with exclusive information about how they're actually stopping people from helping. But the Biden administration is now panicked about this because they've done such a bad job and the news is actually getting out that Biden is being forced to actually go and survey the damage. Of course, he doesn't want to do any of this. He's being forced to do this, and it's bad for Kamala Harris's campaign. So that's why they're doing it. They don't actually care. So we're going to get into that from the ground in North Carolina right after this quick message from Alex Jones.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And don't forget, with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you are entered to win the Monster Truck Raffle. All right, now looking at some of this hurricane response, let's kind of just lay out the first stage. There was basically nothing done by the Biden-Harris administration. It was pretty much completely ignored, and I guess they thought, well, if the mainstream media ignores it, we can too. Joe Biden was literally at the beach when it was happening, and Kamala Harris was in San Francisco at a fundraiser when all of this was going on. They didn't do any press conferences. They didn't do any emergency press releases or briefings. Nothing. There was just absolutely nothing. And they just figured, okay, well, the media will ignore it, so we'll be fine. Well, then there was massive backlash because in the same week that the hurricane hit, Israel got billions of dollars, Ukraine got billions of dollars, and Taiwan got $500 million. And so you had about $15 billion going out to foreign countries in the same week that a hurricane hit and did devastating damage, and Biden and Harris were nowhere to be found. Well, they weren't planning on doing anything. But then, thanks to X, quite frankly, more than anything, X had people on the ground reporting. It had people just shooting videos, telling the stories and showing the videos, and this went viral, and I've got some examples coming up. And so it made the Biden-Harris administration look so bad, but more importantly, it made Harris look bad, who's on the campaign. And so now, with the backlash, now all of a sudden they're kicking into gear. Now all of a sudden Harris and Biden are interested nearly a week afterwards. When was Donald Trump on the scene, guys? I think it was Sunday. I believe it was Sunday Donald Trump was actually on the scene delivering goods and starting fundraisers and talking to people and doing press conferences. I believe that was Sunday. So Trump's already been there. He went there immediately. These bums in the White House were slower than a damn sloth. But it's all for politics. They don't give a damn. This is all politics for them. So the public reception of their response was so bad that they were forced to do something, if only to help Kamala Harris's campaign, because she was being blasted for this. Now, another issue, and Elon Musk highlighting this, North Carolina would have 19,522 working Starlink kits available today after Hurricane Helene had the FCC not revoked in bad faith the grant that was awarded to SpaceX as the winning bidder. Remember, SpaceX put in a bid. They could have done this internet connection priority of Joe Biden's administration for $800 million. Joe Biden instead awarded it to somebody else for $42 billion, and not a single person has been connected to the internet. So now Elon Musk and other volunteers are going out delivering Starlink, getting people back connected to the internet. So Elon responds now after this political persecution of himself. Had the FCC not illegally revoked the SpaceX Starlink award, it would have probably saved lives in North Carolina. Lawfare costs lives. Democrats don't care. These are sick people, man. You know, and here's the thing about Musk, too, now, is that he's dealt with these people personally. He's now dealt with these people personally, and he realizes the absolute evil of them. It's not just politics. It's not just rhetoric. It's not just, hey, you know, tug of war over policy or bills or funding. No. These people have no ethics. And they want you destroyed. And they will stop at nothing to do it. And Musk has now dealt with this firsthand on multiple accounts. So he gets it. He knows how evil these people are. And you might not agree with everything Musk does. You might not see eye to eye with all of Musk's public statements or policies he promotes, what have you. He's dealt with this evil. He's dealt with this scum firsthand. He knows their commitment. Now, let's just look at some of these on-the-ground reports. Now, first, let's talk about, and we'll visit this again in the second hour with a guest, but here's a Florida guard talking about all the efforts they've tried to undertake to save people and how they're basically being sabotaged from within. Clip 16.
My name is Jonathan Howard. I'm a member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit, and I'm also up here with Aerial Recovery, a nonprofit. I came up here on Sunday with Aerial Recovery before we even got activated. We flew up here, and then we got activated, which is great. I have my team up here working as well. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you everything that's happening from the ground, what I'm actually seeing, because what they're telling you is complete bullshit on the news, and these politicians don't have a clue and they're lying. And I'll say this now, I'll say it at the end of the video. The only thing I need from this video is helicopters. If I have helicopters, I can save lives. Without helicopters, I can't reach these people. It doesn't matter how many chainsaws and trucks I got. I can't get to them. They're 10 miles in, 20 miles, 40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I am literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday, me and my team did the rescue of that 11-day-year-old baby. And all these government officials and social media, they're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue, and claiming that like they have some like government help with that. And I mean, even USAA, I think it was USAA Today, wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it, like with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie, and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Like, without that civilian, that baby would be dead. And the old lady we went and rescued after that, she'd be dead too because she had one day left of oxygen. No one was going to go get them. I will tell you, when we go up in the air, I probably see 40 civilian helicopters, and I might see two Black Hawks, National Guard, military, whatever they are. That's it. No one's out there doing rescues. I have my entire team up here from Florida right now, and they have no ability to go rescue these people other than what they can drive to. And the people that are in dire need, they're out in the mountains. They are completely cut off. Now, I will say, I spoke to my congresswoman down in Florida, and she's a badass, and she made a bunch of phone calls, and now we got two contracted 60s coming up here tomorrow, which is great. I love that, but, like, I still don't understand why we don't have more helicopters. Like, we'll get a lot of work done with that, but there's no military. No one's doing nothing. It blows my mind. And they're not even allowing people to see what's really going on. One of our friends yesterday, they were actually escorting CNN down at Lake Lore, and they wouldn't even let CNN, the sheriff department would not let them go videotape the bad areas, how destructive it is. I don't know why they don't want to show you all that, but, I mean, it is bad. I should also say, when I flew here on Sunday, they actually stopped us from going in, the sheriff department. And it was because of a bunch of politics that they were claiming was a Speaker of the House of North Carolina that was preventing us from even going in and trying to kick us out, which I had clarified today with North Carolina politicians that reached out to me, good on them, and they were like, that's complete bullshit. Speaker of the House has nothing. He wants you guys there. But this is the kind of political BS that is happening here right now. Like, everyone's trying to be in charge without taking any type of action. Nobody wants to coordinate with anybody. Everybody wants to pretend like they're being the hero while these people are literally dying in the mountains. And these people, like I'm saying, these people are limited medication, they're running out of oxygen, and there's no one going to get them. The most effective way I have found to go find these people is by getting in a helicopter and flying down the rivers and roads and looking for SOS messages or people waving us down. And then we drop down and get them. We have all these people here. We have law enforcement, we have State Guard, National Guard. They have no way to go get these people. Yesterday, when I was at the Asheville Airport refueling, which, by the way, the civilian is paying all this out of his own pocket. He's not even looking for a reimbursement. I think we did 4 refuelings yesterday. And that was like just in half a day's work. We're in Asheville, and I saw 2 Air Force helicopter 60s. And I knew there were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with, but they are literally allowing these people to die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters. They got money for everything else in the world right now, but if they could just get us helicopters, we could fly out there and rescue these people. So I hope this video goes viral. I hope these politicians get fired. I hope people get pissed off.
We got you. We got you, Jonathan. We appreciate you doing that. Now, I got a couple more eyewitness reports quickly before the break. Kamala Harris just did a 9-minute press conference. So it's all for show. They don't give a damn. They're late to the scene anyway. Here's a couple more on-the-ground witnesses talking about the lack of response as we go to the top of the hour break.
What the government is doing right now to the entire state of North Carolina and Tennessee is a nothing short of just plain awful. Like, I do not physically have the words for it, because if you don't know, we have not heard from my aunt since Friday because of Hurricane Helene. And there is no government aid. None. Zero. Zilch. There's a few, but it's small government offices mainly run by civilians. Because you want to know what's happening right now in North Carolina and Tennessee? There are entire towns that there is no way in or out. Those roads are not drivable because of the mudslides and the power lines and the downed trees. There are doctors right now physically walking across that because their cars can't get through to go help these people. to go check on these people. There's a mudslide by my aunt's house because she lives on a mountain. She lives in the middle of it. There are currently civilians digging that mudslide out with their bare hands. That's what's happening right now. There is no power. There is no water. They have no supplies. And the government is currently trying to arrest people who are delivering supplies via helicopter. They are threatening to arrest those people. They are threatening to arrest people who are trying to help people survive. My aunt is 70 years old with mobility issues. Anyone know what the government's doing? Jack. But you want to know what the civilians, the people here in America are doing? I have had several people on this platform alone reach out to me and go, oh, this person, this doctor's going there. I'll tell them and they'll tell the fire department. I'll put the word into all these shelters. I'll do this. There is somebody right now in Burnsville, North Carolina. His name is Warren. And he himself, he's a real f***ing hero, I'll tell you that. He got together a list. He went door to door to people's houses to make sure that they were okay. Door to door. Wrote their names on a list and posted it on Facebook so families could see if their family members were alive or not. His wife is currently making food for everybody. And you want to know what the government is doing? You want to know what Kamala Harris is doing right now? You want to know what Joe Biden's doing? Joe Biden said we're doing all that we can for North Carolina. Kamala Harris is currently having a fundraiser for her campaign in L.A. and Las Vegas. Not for the people in North Carolina or Tennessee. For her campaign.
Yeah. Liz, this morning I'm dead ass pissed off. As a recent hurricane survivor, as somebody who's been without lights for 6 days, I am pissed off the fact that I can hear Joe Biden say, we need American people to come together to help the recent hurricane survivors. Why the f*** we got to come together to help ourselves? We didn't have to come together when y'all sent $30 billion to the Ukraine. We didn't have to come together then. So why we got to help? Why we got to come together to help ourselves now? We got to come together to help ourselves because y'all don't give a f*** about us. And y'all can't see that. Y'all love to say they for the people. How they for the people?
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
exceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got more on this coming up. We got some exclusive information coming up with a reporter who's getting whistleblowers who are afraid to go on record that they might lose their job. But here's a local news report talking about how people are just being abandoned right now.
Low cloud coverage is like lure.
The cries for help from people stranded without food, water, or electricity hit social media soon after the flooding last Friday.
But my parents are stuck there. Their address is Banner Elk. They are in the first condo. If you receive this, please give me a call back. Thank you.
Sidham's phone started lighting up on Saturday with people begging for help.
I mean, I can hear the desperation in her voice. This is multiple phone calls I've received like this, voicemails, text messages, and you could hear people desperate for help.
Sidham and his son rescued four people on Saturday and spent the night in a nearby pilot's lounge, then decided to fly again Sunday morning.
I spoke with my son, which is my co-pilot. I said, hey, do you want to go back out and try to help today? And his response was, there's so many messages, I don't think we can't not go help.
Sidham and his son were headed up to Black Mountain. Flight tracking shows no flight restrictions in place Saturday or Sunday morning when Sidham flew through the Lake Lure Gap. But that was all about to change. The Sidham spotted an older couple waving for help, then landed in what's left of their driveway.
Hey, I want you to let me get in. You step out and go out. Help her in. Put her bag in the back. Get her strapped in. I'm going to take her down. Come back. I'll take him. I'll come back, and then I'll get you, okay?
I originally left my son, co-pilot, on the side of the mountain. It was kind of unstable, so I didn't want to put more weight in the helicopter to lift back off. So I left my son with the other victim, and I was just going to take one person down at the time. And you could hear me in the video talking through with the victims and with my son what we were going to do.
3 minutes away, Sidham spotted a group of rescuers just down the river. He landed and found someone in charge.
Told him my background experience, law enforcement, firefighting, pilot. He immediately started helping with coordination. He gave me radio frequencies to coordinate with them on, set up a landing area for me to come back with the other victim. And in the middle of the whole conversation and them blocking the road off, I was greeted by the, at that time I didn't know, but Lake Lure fire chief or assistant chief maybe, and he shut down the whole operation. So at that point, I felt like the conversation wasn't going any further. And again, he asked me to leave, and I said, hey, I have no problem getting out of your area. If that's what you want us to do, we'll leave, no issue. At that point, I asked him, you know, what was the reason I had to leave them there? And he said, again, you're interfering with my operation. I just need you to get out of the area. I said, sir, I don't know where you were trained at, but I know how my training is, and I'm not going to leave personnel behind. I'm going back to get my co-pilot. He said, if you turn around and go back up the mountain, you're going to be arrested. I said, well, sir, I'm going back to get my co-pilot. I don't know what to tell you. And he said, I'm letting you know. And at that point, he waved for two law enforcement officers to come over and told me that again, if I go back up the mountain, I would be arrested.
He flew the 3-minute trip back, picked up his son, and left the woman's husband behind.
Sure, he was flooded with emotions and trying to rescue other people, and I just felt that it was best at the time to leave. So I did follow his instructions, and I had a conversation with the female victim before I left, apologizing and explaining. She was standing there. She heard the whole conversation, and they were both very, very surprised, very upset. The husband, as I was leaving off of the side of the mountain, at that point, separated from his wife, he was upset. I can only imagine.
Sidham and his nearly 1,400 flight hours turned his chopper around and headed back to South Carolina, passing people waving for help along the way.
As I was actually leaving to go back to get my son, the original chief or captain that I spoke to, his crew and himself, they came back over and said, hey, man, we can't tell you to go get the victim. We can't even ask you to go get the victim, but we can tell you if you come back with the victim, we'll have you a designated landing spot, and they won't. We'll make sure they don't come over here.
So there was no flight restriction when you went in?
No flight restriction when I went in. It went in place 20 or 30 minutes after the confrontation with the...
Now, folks, as bad as that sounds, and that's like 98% bad. It's even worse. And we're going to be joined by Brandon Morella, who has some exclusive information on the other side.
Stop
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it might be even worse. And I could go on a tirade here about this is the very essence of why government is unnatural and inorganic and basically the enemy of free human activity. This is like a perfect example. The government is going to step in. You as an American have the abilities and the resources to save people, rescue people, maybe save their lives. And the government is going to tell you you're not allowed to do that or you're going to be arrested. Government is the enemy of free humanity. Government is the most inorganic, unnatural, controlling institution of mankind. And this story right here is the perfect example, but it even gets worse. So, Vranna Morello joins me now, and she's got some exclusive information. And I'm sure, Brianna, just like me, you've probably waded through a lot of these reports, a lot of these eyewitness testimonies and stories just from on the ground. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to think not just the lack of response from the government when anytime a foreign country comes calling, we've got billions of dollars and unlimited resources for them. I mean, gosh, I guess if bullets could inflate and float, then these people would all be fine. They wouldn't be drowning. But when it comes to these hurricane victims, there's seemingly nothing there. Kamala Harris did just go to a photo op, and so did Joe Biden, but it's too little too late. Everybody knows that. But now we're getting stories, and you've got some exclusive intel here too, that there's actual policy, there's actual protocol now stopping Americans in their effort to help people. So what can you tell us?
Well, the problem with all of this, Owen, and thank you for having me, is the fact that we have the resources. We know they have the resources because our own government actually flew out service members to be within the region that was affected. So they're roughly about an hour away from the area by helicopter. And they put them there and they all arrived there on Sunday. But now they're telling me that they're not allowed to actually go on helicopters and rescue Americans. Now, as outrageous as that sounds, they're saying that Title 10 has not been authorized and they need the administration to authorize their entrance and to be able to do any of this work. And so it's quite strange. I reached out to the governor's office for comment on this in North Carolina, and he has not yet returned my calls. But the thing that's so disgusting about all of this is these service members are telling me that they are literally waiting to be deployed. And they're not being deployed. They're actually just been sitting around for days and waiting for this call. They say morale's really low right now because they know Americans need them and that there are probably hundreds that have died because they have not been able to get to them. And it sounds outrageous. It sounds crazy. But it's happening right now. Now, the state of North Carolina, their emergency services are denying all of this. They say that they're using federal and state resources to go out there, and they've rescued over 116 people so far. But according to my sources, there are so many more, hundreds of bodies now turning up because our federal government, local officials in North Carolina really have not been able to respond the way that really is needed at this point. And it's disturbing. Now, I was also told by a source that the governor of North Carolina, again, was also requesting a helicopter ride for himself. Now, you might wonder why. He was actually asking for resources to be used to take him and a member of FEMA to do a tour. Obviously, it's a photo op, and to do a helicopter ride around the affected areas. Now, unfortunately, they weren't able to do that because there was a time issue regarding a press conference they had to attend. And so that helicopter ride was canceled. Now, right now, Joe Biden is actually visiting North Carolina and South Carolina. He is up in the air. And because of that, there's actually restrictions in place. Now, specifically, it's called a temporary flight restrictions, which mean that no one else is allowed to be in the air because the president is in the air, or the so-called president's in the air right now, and he's doing a photo op. So that means if there are anyone, let's say specifically, actually, it's private individuals who are now using their private helicopters to go rescue Americans, that they actually have to be grounded until this restriction is lifted. So we don't know how many Americans are going to die because President Biden is trying to do a photo op. It's horrifying in itself. I've also reached out to local hospitals in the region. I was tipped off that hospitals in the Tennessee area, specifically Knoxville, were prepared to take in all of these hurricane victims. I'm told that a lot of these hospitals, according to my source, have been just on standby waiting for people to be flown in, but they haven't received anyone. And it's because other local hospitals in the area aren't helping people because, well, a lot of these people are turning up sadly dead. And so right now, the numbers that are being floating around aren't actually accurate. In fact, a lot of hospitals are overwhelmed with the amount of bodies that are turning up. And, it's just devastating. Unfortunately, our government, which I know your audience is well aware of, our government doesn't really help out its own people. And so a lot of Americans are on standby, stranded in the mountains, waiting for someone to help them. And unfortunately, it's not coming anytime soon.
Yeah. And just to kind of add to the video we're seeing here and add levity to this. I mean, it's a case where people have been without power, without water, without even resources now, we're hearing as well. I mean, look, not everybody is prepared for a disaster. Let's just say what it is. Not everybody's prepared for a disaster. Not every mother out there has baby formula ready to go for a disaster. Those are reports that are coming out now as well. And so these people are completely stranded in many cases. Their towns are completely underwater. They're basically having to make like a life or death decision. Am I going to wade out into the abyss and climb over debris and rocks and see if there's help on the other side? And I mean, it's barely even getting any coverage. That's what's so wild about this. Really, until today, outside of X, the mainstream media has mostly completely ignored this. The Biden-Harris administration has mostly completely ignored this. Without a lot of these videos going viral on X and then independent news like us and yourself highlighting these stories, it wouldn't even get any coverage. And I think because of that, finally, at least Harris and Biden are doing a photo op. That's all they're doing. But I mean, okay, I guess it's better than nothing. Maybe it's worse. I don't know. How do the people that you're talking to that are afraid to go on record right now, how do they reason with this? I mean, what's going through their minds as they're basically being told you're here to help, but don't go help?
Yeah, they're infuriated because it's really their only obligation that they've ever been dedicated to is helping the American people. And it's why they tell me that they've joined in the first place. And so the fact that all these veterans who are well trained in these types of rescues are being told to stand down is pretty gut wrenching for a lot of them. They're telling me morale is down. A lot of these guys are very depressed. They're upset because they don't want to stand down. They want to be out there helping. You know, there was a video that went viral on Instagram by an individual named Jonathan Howard. He comes from the state of Florida. He's actually working with a nonprofit, and he's been going out there and rescuing people on helicopters. But it's private. It's not the government doing this. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because a lot of federal employees and federal members of Congress and all these politicians are out here pumping out the images that are being brought to us by Jonathan Howard. Now, the reason why I bring that up is he's private. he says that he's been talking to people as well, members of who are members of our military, asking them why they aren't going over there to help people. And they're also being told to stand down. So again, these reports are being echoed throughout independent individuals like you just cited, both you and me, and other individuals who are on the ground who are having to spend their own money to go out there and help these people. Now, again, Jonathan Howard is infuriated, saying that a lot of these politicians are just doing this for political stunts at this point. And he's crying out for anyone with a helicopter to come out there and help these individuals, because that's what they need. They don't need all of these other fake resources like the government, like Joe Biden said earlier today. He's dumping in food, water. I mean, you just got to fly these people out. You got to get them out of there. And he's saying that's what's going to help them, is getting a helicopter to get these people out of there. And unfortunately, it doesn't sound like the administration is looking to do just that. I don't understand what the end game in any of this is, to sit there and watch Americans die. Because that's exactly what's happening. But he also rescued, Jonathan Howard says that he rescued an 11-day-old baby, and he also rescued an elderly woman who only had one more day of oxygen left in her tank, and if he wasn't there, she would have died.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that's the reality that a lot of people are going through.
I can't even imagine a new mother with her newborn baby just stranded. I mean, it's just, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's who he's saving.
I'm sure, though, again, it is important, the contrast here, not to be redundant. It is important, the contrast. If Netanyahu came to Congress and asked for 1,000 helicopters, they would get them right to him immediately. Wouldn't even be a question. And every member of Congress would put out a support of how important these helicopters are. If Zelensky came to Congress and did a gyration dance and said, I need 1,000 helicopters for my war, Congress wouldn't blink an eye, send him all the helicopters and anything else he needs, give him a care package too, maybe a box of chocolates. So no, that contrast is important. It's extremely important. It shows how our government is compromised. It shows how our government is corrupted. It shows how the American citizen, you know, we kind of say America, you know, it's like they treat us like America last. They put everything else ahead of Americans. I mean, at this point, it's like America never. I mean, this is not even America last. They're not even on the list when you're talking about this story.
Yeah, yeah. And just to add to that, 3 days ago, Joe Biden decided to give $567 million to Taiwan so that they could defend themselves.
No, just last week, $15 billion in federal aid, foreign aid to foreign countries.
Yeah, and they just continue to do that, and they don't care. I mean, there's no pressure, which is so outrageous in itself, but there's no pressure from anyone close, whether it's the media or whether it's just people in his camp who are going to say, hey, hold on a second, what the heck are we doing here? Americans are dying right now. I mean, hospitals are literally telling us that they're running out of space to store dead bodies. And we're sitting here, we're just allowing this to happen. I don't understand why there's a lack of outrage. You know, the corporate media, as always, is doing all these fluff pieces on all these happier stories about resources being given out and all these donations coming pouring in. But it's not met, like, the average American isn't supposed to be digging into their bank accounts right now to help out other Americans. It's the reason why you pay taxes, because the government is supposed to protect you. And they're not doing that. They knew the storm was coming. They didn't evacuate the area efficiently enough, obviously. And now they're just leaving Americans stranded and just saying, well, good luck out there. And then, as you played in the video previously, we have those who are doing this privately and trying to help other Americans out through their helicopters, and they're being threatened to get arrested if they continue to do just that. So why is this all happening, Owen? It's so outrageous and it's so infuriating, but I don't understand what the end game in all of this is. You know, I talked to Ann Vandersteel as well, and she believes that this is just because a couple of weeks prior to all of this happening with the hurricane, the Biden-Harris administration dropped off a bunch of illegals in the area. And so at this point, I mean, the suggestion at this point is just like allow the Americans to die and just keep flooding these areas with illegals. I mean, I just don't understand what the end game is on all that. That's the only idea that I can think of at this point. But again, no one's really asking and answering any of these questions. Now, again, I reached out, and I'll highlight this, to Roy Cooper. He is the governor of North Carolina, and his team won't even give me a response. The North Carolina Emergency Services, they're denying all of this. They're saying that they have been out there helping people, but they said it's only been 116 people that they've rescued. According to people that I've spoken to, there's thousands of people who are trapped and need help. Again, not happening. But we saw the administration abandon people in Afghanistan, Americans in Afghanistan, and it happens time and time again. So again, our government is working against us, not for us.
I just can't imagine. It's like you're at a restaurant and you see somebody choking and you say, hi, I'm I'm trained in the Heimlich maneuver. I'm going to save this person from choking to death. And like, somebody steps in, or like the business owner steps in and says, oh, no, don't save their life. You know, I might get sued or something. What? And really, I don't even want to get into how corrupt lawyers have destroyed a lot of this, because that is a case a lot of times. It's like, oh, no, don't go help someone. A lawyer might sue me. I don't know if that's the case for this story. I don't know why the fire chief wouldn't want any help. I mean, it just it's so against all common sense reasoning, basic human morals and ethics and instincts that it just you can't even believe it. A couple other follow-up questions for you. What are you seeing? Because I'm seeing conflicting reports about Mayorkas claiming that FEMA doesn't have the money to support these people. I'm seeing conflicting reports. Some are saying they said they don't have the resources, and then there was a press release saying, no, we do have the resources. Can you comment on what do you know about that?
Yeah, well, that was actually a great question to ask, because my sources tell me that a lot of this is financially driven. So they claim that they think the governor of North Carolina doesn't want to foot the bill. So although the federal government will pick up the majority of the tab of these rescues, that the state has to pick up at least 25%. So they think that this might be a financial issue for them. But we have all the money when it comes to helping other countries out. So when it comes to helping out our own, apparently we have to get really cheap and know what a budget is because we don't have the budget to save them. So interesting in that sense. But again, the governor not really commenting. I've asked, I've called, no one's answering. Nobody wants to talk about these things. But it seems to be a financial issue, and it wouldn't surprise me. They only have money for illegal aliens because they're going to replace us. But for you dirty Americans, no, that's nothing for you.
Well, and again, it's like, yeah, the budget deal, financial deals. Oh, they don't care. We got all the money for things that don't help Americans. We got all the money for things that we really don't even need. We don't need a bunch of illegal immigrants. We don't need to be supporting these wars overseas. And then it's like, oh, wow, we need to save people's lives. We need resources. No, now we don't have the money. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, God forbid we needed something and we had to tap into the strategic oil reserves. Oh, yeah, they drained those, too. So it's just unbelievable we're dealing with this. Now, I will say this, and I appreciate you staying long with us here. I said 10 minutes. You probably end up doing the whole segment. One of the resources, and this is why I'm going to open up my phone lines on this issue for people to call in if they can. The other good resource that I've found for getting people's stories on the ground is just classical talk radio. People that can pick up the phone and call their local radio show that they can find on the air or call a syndicated show that they can find on the air. And it's a lot of the same testimony where it's just like hopelessness. Like there's nobody coming, and they'll even sometimes, and this goes into that news report I played, where sometimes they might be able to have somebody come and get a helicopter or have someone do a rescue, and then they find out, oh no, they were told they're not allowed to do it. And so it's like, I can't even imagine that. It's like you're sitting there for days, you're hopeless, you're not sure what's going to happen. Then finally there's some hope. Hey, somebody's going to come get us. And then you hear that the government is stopping them from coming to get you. I can't even imagine what that is like. And so I don't know if there's any other resources that you have or where else you're getting intel, or is there going to be follow-up with your resources, with your sources on the story right now. But, I mean, do you think it's just a photo op and they're done? Are these people just going to be stranded? The death count is approaching 200. Where does this story go next?
Yeah, well, I'm being told that the death count is significantly higher, and they're potentially withholding that information from the public because they don't want to get the message out there, which is this is a horrible situation, poorly planned for. And so the death count is going to quadruple at this point. I'm being told there's hundreds of dead bodies that are piling up and that they haven't revealed quite yet. But I just don't know. I don't know what we tell people at this point, because I don't know what the end game in any of this is. I mean, I've heard the same things that you've heard, right? My sources are also telling me that they were flown in on Sunday to help out, and they're literally standing by, and they're not allowed to get any closer than where they are now. If it's resources, the resources are already there. These people have been flown in. They are standing by and trying to help out, and they're being told that they can't do that. I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand the end game in all of this. Maybe it's to create chaos on top of, you know, we're going to have shortages on the way soon, obviously, with the strike that just took place, or that's taking place right now. So maybe that's what's going on here. But You know, my sources are enraged, and rightfully so, and they don't know how to help Americans when they're being, you know, when they're having their hands tied behind their back and told that they can't go in there and help Americans. I mean, it's the only thing that they've been committed to their entire lives. It's why they've served this country. And unfortunately, you know, they want to alert others, elected officials. But as you know, and I know, because I've spoken to whistleblowers in the past, when you come forward and you become a whistleblower, you are attacked by our federal government. You are investigated, and you just really don't stand a shot at any of this. They will annihilate you, bankrupt your family, and go after you. And so a lot of these people I'm speaking with, I have to keep them secret because I know what's going to happen if we don't. I've spoken to a lot of the members of the FBI who came forward as whistleblowers, and they were told by members of Congress that they would be protected, and they weren't, and their families were completely bankrupt. And so I understand why they don't want to come forward. I saw a couple of different congressmen asking for people to come forward within our military and asking them to give them all the tips possible. But I told one of my sources today, I said, listen, I could connect you, but I can't promise you that you won't accidentally get outed. And they will investigate you harder than they'll investigate the issues at hand here with why you guys haven't been, you know, sent out there to help Americans. Time and time again, you know, I had a TSA whistleblower came forward to report that Tulsi Gabbard was added to a terror watch list. And instead of investigating why she was added to the list, that whistleblower, the group, there was actually a couple of them, has now been targeted. And their lawyers have been telling me that, yeah, there's an investigation going on against them to see who the leaker was rather than who put her on the list. And so we're not going to find out the truth about this, I feel like, because people are really afraid. They're afraid to lose, you know, they spent years and years in the military. They're afraid to lose everything they've worked for by coming out and talking about these issues. And so, sadly, I hate anonymous sources, and I hate not being able to cite my sources properly, but we just have to kind of tell their stories. And, you know, after I released this exclusive earlier today, another journalist actually called me, and he told me that Steve Baker, he's got something up his sleeve, and he's actually been able to confirm everything because he's been getting calls about the same exact thing, and he's got even more details that he's going to be releasing on all of this. So eventually the information is going to be flooding out there. It's just a matter of if the government's going to stop these people from being able to speak out or not.
Oh, and how ironic now, Biden is promoting Starlink satellites for the victims after they rejected Elon Musk's contracts, which are by far the best offer. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And again, you know, it's not about sitting here and making it a political issue and highlighting how pathetic the Biden-Harris administration is, but that is a problem here. I mean, that couldn't be more obvious. Brianna, I think this thing takes a nasty turn. I think it'll be probably multiple hundreds of dead, maybe worse. People are living in really bad situations right now, clinging to life. And I think just to really rub it in our face, because this whole thing feels like a humiliation ritual. I mean, just Kamala Harris, Tim Walz ticket is like a humiliation ritual. It's like a cucking of our country. I wouldn't be surprised if we learn, maybe even before the election, that you're going to be seeing North Carolina National Guard, Florida National Guard, South Carolina National Guard. The Tennessee National Guard has already been told they're going to the Middle East. I would not be surprised if they just rub our face in it and they send these men and women who are supposed to be helping Americans to the Middle East. I think that's kind of where I see this going. Time will tell. If there's anything else you need to report, you can have this platform, because this is really, it's really sad. It's really devastating. And this is getting mostly covered up by the mainstream media. And it's really the government's problem that they're not responding here.
Yeah. And, you know, they could possibly get away with all of this. And that's the part that's so heartbreaking. You know, here in Florida, we had a hurricane a couple of years ago. We never got the final death count on that either. They tend to suppress the number until everyone kind of, the news cycle flips and they don't have to keep reporting on it anymore. So I think that's why they're holding out. So I'll keep following up on that and keep you posted, Owen.
All right. Brianna Morello, great work as always. The Brianna Morello Show. You can follow her on X and get all of her exclusive reports there. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I want to hear from you. If you want to talk about the hurricane victim scenario, maybe you are one. Also, we'll take calls on the port strike as well, to kind of what we tried to do yesterday and didn't. That's all coming up and more.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down.
And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video. All right, we're halfway through the show, and what we're going to do is we're going to try to do what we wanted to do yesterday. We had the technical issue on the phones, and then I also want to hear from people on the phone lines in regards to the hurricane. So here's my directive that I give to the audience, to the callers, before we open the lines up, because I'm going to be looking for callers specifically that are either affected by this hurricane or know somebody affected by this hurricane, or can speak directly to the issue of the response. So I don't just want your opinion on it if you're observing this from the West Coast or something. I specifically am looking for people that are either directly affected, know somebody directly affected, or can directly speak to the issue of the response because they're involved or have some information there. So that's the directive I give out on the hurricane situation. Now, I will take opinions on the port strike situation as far as, you know, just where you stand on all of this stuff, and I'll explain kind of why I go into it like that, just to refresh from yesterday. But we will prioritize if you are directly impacted by the port strike, meaning you or your family is a member of the union, or you can directly speak to the issues that are developing there as well. I told the call screener if somebody gets in and wants to talk about the vice presidential debate, we can do that too. But I'm really looking for the hurricane calls and the port strike calls. So that's the directive. The number we'll now put on the screen. I'll give it out and we'll open up the phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And so I imagine we're going to be taking a lot of calls on this. I will do at least an hour of calls. I do have other news I want to get to, but we'll do at least an hour of calls. Now, I got to say this. We changed our programming schedule, I don't know, about a month or so ago, where this is actually a syndicated show. We go on TV, we go on radio, and that's why normally when you see shows like this, they have a programming clock. So we used to take like four breaks, I think, or four or five breaks an hour. We take two now. We take two. And so I'm basically filling in an hour 50 minutes of a live talk show in a 3 hour window. Most talk shows that are formatted like this, that are doing news coverage and guests and are syndicated, at least five breaks an hour, usually 15 to 20 minute breaks. We have like 6 minutes of breaks an hour. That's how committed we are. It's getting as much information out as humanly possible. But I got to use this time to plug our products and let you know how you can support us. And so the one way right now to help support Alex Jones is thealexjonesstore.com. And that's where you can find all the new merchandise. They have brought back old apparel as well, T-shirts that they used to sell at InfoWars 20 years ago, some of the first T-shirts ever launched by InfoWars and Alex that were classics you couldn't find. They've brought that back at thealexjonesstore.com. There's also some new hats you can get there. And you will be entered into the raffle to win the monster truck. So that's what's going on and more over at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you can find all the new merchandise, find all the new T-shirts, find all the new hats, look at the raffle, and then there's some other bonus stuff if you go there and scroll through as well that you'll find. Now, I don't know how much longer InfoWars Store will be around, but you can still get your favorite products from InfoWars Store, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and there's really nothing else like it. And so Vitamin Mineral Fusion is in stock still, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of this stuff could be the last run. It's a bit of a mystery, but I can tell you right now, you can still order Vitamin Mineral Fusion 40% off and get it delivered. So that's just kind of a one-of-a-kind thing, really popular. I like it. So you may want to stock up Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. So before we start taking these calls, and we definitely have some people affected by the hurricane that are calling in. That seems to be the thrust of it. I do want to comment quickly on this port strike situation. Now, I feel like kind of the instinct most of the time, maybe from all sides, I don't know, is you want to support the American workers. You don't want to cross the picket line. You usually feel that, oh, well, there's some good cause here. There's some good reason here. And so that's kind of the first wave of a response normally to this. And then there's kind of the second wave where you're getting more information. Maybe you're making a more informed decision about it or having a more informed opinion. Maybe you support it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're neutral. And then there's the third wave, which is like most people have kind of decided, or now there's a lot of information, a lot of public statements, a lot of PR, and things tend to get a little more heavy. Now, we're not to the fourth phase of this yet, which is what is the real world impact? How is it actually going to affect us? We're not there yet. But I will say this, and this story came out today, and it just it piles on to the situation with this union boss who threatened to cripple economy in that interview that we played. He has a massive mansion. I mean, this is a sprawling mansion. And I'm not against people being rich. Good for you. You made it. You're rich. You got a Bentley. You got a 5-car garage. You got a beautiful, sprawling mansion. I mean, you are living a life of luxury. And then you're going to come out and threaten to hold the economy hostage in your negotiating procedures. You rejected a 50% raise or a 40% raise. There's been different reports. I've seen 40%. I've seen 50%. I've seen that they're demanding 70%. But let's say it's 40%. What American wouldn't take a 40% raise right now? And so they have not really won over the American people, and they have not really won over the court of public opinion. And I've been following this story, and from the preliminary reporting before the strike was official to kind of the first hours of the strike, really it's totally different now. And a lot of the voices of support have changed course. And so now you've got people that are just really against the union, against this union president. And then you have people that originally came out in support of the whole thing that are now saying, well, wait a second. I'm looking at the details here. I'm looking more into this union president. I'm looking at these interviews. This is hard to support. And it's almost so ridiculous that it kind of makes you go into your conspiracy theory mode, doesn't it? Because how can you sit here in a struggling economy and pass on a 40% pay raise? Now, if the issue is we don't want our jobs automated, okay, well, let's just make a promise and not get the jobs automated, but then you're making these ridiculous demands for a pay raise. And I'm sitting here, I'm just thinking, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen if you demand a 70% pay raise and automation is around the corner that will cut costs for these foreign-owned ports that, by the way, most of them overseas are already totally automated anyway? It's like the logic here would be that that's going to cause the automation to come in. But now the support from the American people when they see this is waning. So it's a really odd situation. And so maybe we'll get some calls on that too. But right now it looks like a lot of the hurricane victims are getting through on the phone line. So we will probably focus on that. And so with that, we will go to the phone calls. And let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey. I just want to say, you know, my prayers go out to everybody. I have family, I have nieces, cousins, and nephews in the Asheville and surrounding area. I have a brother that's actually down towards the base of the mountains in South Carolina. He's actually making his way to Nashville now to stay with us for a number of weeks because they have no power, no water. There's not any help, really. I just want to say it's a crying shame that this administration can't step up to the plate and do what's right for the American people. It's sad. You know, we just need to keep everybody in our prayers and just pray that God's intervention rules in this situation.
Well, it's just crazy. Again, to me, there is no struggle at all if Ukraine or Israel or even Taiwan, I mean, you name it, Central America, it's in our budget to just give them billions in foreign aid every year. There's no struggle there. But now Americans have to struggle. They have to have this struggle session of just getting life-saving support? Why am I funding my government?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. It's I'm ex-military. I don't agree with a lot of things that are going on, and I just feel for everybody. I mean, it's not the same country that I grew up in.
Mm.
I just really feel that we all need to turn back to God and ask, pray for everybody and ask for repentance. You know, and ask for our leaders' repentance and that they see the light and they change their ways. But, you know, God says, you know, for those who turn away from him and have a hardened heart, you know, so be it. You know, justice will be served in the end by God.
This is incredible, John. I thank you for the call. New reports are coming out now that the federal government is seizing donations. Let's take another call from Dennis in Tennessee. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Owen. I live in Washington County, Tennessee, and it was directly hit by this up here. And to be quite honest with you, we are not prepared for this type of event at all. I mean, most people here still do not have potable water. Our roads are absolutely a disaster. And it's been left up to the citizens here. And I will say, you know, we get our name Volunteer State for a reason. There's guys out in their tractors. I was out on my tractor clearing stuff, clearing debris. And really the response from the state of Tennessee has been decent, but the federal government's completely MIA. To be quite honest with you, I've just assumed them not even come into the state of Tennessee. They've done nothing. I don't feel like they're going to do anything. And for anyone that actually wants to help, and this was quite a sight for me to see today, I actually drove to Knoxville to pick up some supplies because most of our stores have been pretty much liquidated here. Just to see the amount of churches, the amount of just regular citizens with pickup trucks and trailers full of pallets of water, that's what we need. We need tents. We need water. We need mud boots, rakes, shovels. We are literally digging out. And I do believe, I don't want to spark a huge conspiracy theory, but this, some of the areas that were hit are some of the poor areas of this county. And some of the areas that were really devastated are extremely poor, especially up in Unicoi County around Elizabeth and the Stony Creek area. And these places were completely destroyed. If I ever see this rebuild in my lifetime and I'm 45, I'll be lucky. And I don't think there's an intention to rebuild here. I think they wanted a wasteland.
Well, and again, I'm not really leaning into the conspiracy theories on this angle. There's enough out there to cover this, just you can see it with your own eyes. But, you know, obviously the stuff about the manipulated weather, obviously the stuff with the agenda to take control of the lithium mines right there. But the point you bring up is, you know, this is kind of the darkest part of all of it, is that some of these towns are, I mean, you see some of the damage in Asheville, you see some of the damage in some of these towns. I don't know if they ever get rebuilt. You know, I mean, that's the incredible factor here. And yet it's just like, I mean, I can tune into the mainstream news and they'll have all kinds of different campaign ads to support this cause, support that cause. I just don't get it. The lack of coverage here, the lack of response here, I really don't understand. It's mind-boggling.
And think about this. The majority of people up here do not have flood insurance. We live on the mountain. Okay, yes, if you're next to the Nolichucky or the Holston or one of our major rivers, you probably do have some form of flood insurance. But what's going to happen to these people is they're going to demand that it be a floodplain, and then they're also going to say you need flood insurance. And most people here can't afford that. They won't be able to rebuild, and they'll be displaced from the area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my conspiracy theory on it. I think that they'll use government bureaucracies to take the land from people. And you're right, the lithium mine just south of me that they're wanting to build, I mean, that's you know, a pet project of the government, right? They want us all on EV cars. What a perfect way to use eminent domain and seize land than a natural disaster. And that's the angle I'm looking at, because people really don't realize how poor Appalachia still is. I know most people, you know, stereotype us or whatnot, but most people here are blue-collar workers. They don't have intergenerational wealth, and, you know, really all they had was their family farm, stuff like that, and they're gone.
And by the way, I guess it would be up for debate, but they've pretty much mined a lot of the lithium out of some of the areas, like in the Philippines, and they're almost—it's almost done. The excavation and everything is almost done. They've destroyed a lot of those rainforests. You don't hear the green energy people. You don't hear the environmentalists complaining about how they've destroyed some of the most important rainforests and forestation in the Philippines to get the lithium. So I guess they're going to do that here now too. But I wonder. I mean, you want to talk about limited resources? Well, what about lithium? What happens when you mine all the lithium? So that's just another issue, though. I suppose we'll investigate down the road. Dennis, I appreciate your call. Let's go to John in Florida. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I'll be 71 in December. I was born and raised in Miami. I've been to a lot of storms. These last two storms that come up here, they bypassed me just barely, but they didn't. The last one just knocked over some stuff on top of our electric lines. We had to get talcum come out here and fix them. But anyways, what I'm getting at, in 1960, I was just a kid, six or seven years old. Hurricane Donna is the first impression I had with a bad storm right there in Hialeah. My dad had double pneumonia, and he had a registered nurse staying at the house. And after that storm, I had to get out there with all the neighbors and clean up. This government that we got, these people in charge, they need to get off the fence and help these people.
Seems to be no interest in that.
Well, then we need to oust the government that we have in we need some change for the good. And I'm praying that we will have some change for the good, because this country is too strong to go down.
Well, look, here's my response in a question form. Or maybe it'd be better just making it a statement form. We've been trying to fix our problems with the government for my entire life, and things have only gotten worse. So then I guess the question would be, why do we continue to try to solve our problems with the government that has only made all these problems worse? Let the American people help themselves. John, I appreciate your call. Give the American people their money back. Give the American people their freedoms back. Get rid of all the regulations. Get rid of all the red tape. Get rid of people breathing down our neck. Give us our money back. Stop taxing us out the wazoo. Stop giving all of our money to foreign countries. Let us live. Let us be a free people in a constitutional republic again. We've been trying for years. We've been trying for decades to try to solve our problems with the government, and they just keep getting worse. So I would reason, beyond a reasonable doubt, the government is the problem. The government is the problem. So if they're not going to help Americans after this disaster, then I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to fund FEMA. I don't want to fund anything anymore. I'm done. If they're going to prioritize foreign countries and war over helping the American people, then I'm done. I'm done. I'm out. The government doesn't work. It works against us. Let's take another call. We have Ashley in North Carolina. Ashley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks so much for covering this. We really appreciate it. No one's been covering it. I'm down in the area, maybe one county over from where Asheville is. I was just at Lake Lore last weekend before the storm hit, and there was something really eerie and weird going on. The moon was real low, and it had been raining a lot the day before, and the storm hadn't even come. I just can't tell you how bad it is The schools are closed. The kids are all home. And all of our supplies are running out here. They left the grocery stores to rot. And we only have a few grocery store chains here in this county. We are not a rich county. And these stores are closed. And we don't know that they're ever going to open again because their main distribution center was up in the mountains and is probably still currently flooded.
What, if any, assistance have you seen in your area?
It's basically just everybody for themselves. Local people who have chainsaws and axes cleaning up their roads. We've seen down trees everywhere. Very strange, weird down trees. One yard had about 30 trees that just peeled over in one direction up a hill and onto the houses. So it's very, there's trees that pull down power lines, but it's just basically citizens doing their best to cut these trees down, get the trees off their houses. And, you know, there's no help coming for us.
And I mean, I can just go on like a broken record about if we're going to be paying all these taxes and we can't even help our own people, then why are we still paying taxes? But what sense of hope, what sense of relief do people in your area have?
I don't know that they even are aware of how bad things are going to get because people are not as informed. I don't think that they're aware that the ports being closed means that all the supplies that we do have now are going to be gone and they're not going to be restocked. So I think the people in this area are very resilient, but it's really county by county, town by town, block by block, neighbor by neighbor. And that's where our hope is, in the American people and our neighbors, not the government.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, that all of these people, the federal government, the state government, the local government should all just say, okay, you guys don't have to pay taxes for 5 years.
No, we didn't even hear anything. We heard nothing. We had no communications from our mayor or our local officials, our fire department, police department, nothing, not a word. And it's the strangest thing, coming from a big city up north, not originally from the North Carolina area. When something goes down, people know. People are, you know, the officials are on the news. They're giving press conferences. We have heard nothing. We've seen nothing.
It's absolutely insane, and we're showing a lot of this footage from the devastation. Ashley, thank you for the call. I mean, and again, they are downplaying it. They're downplaying it. You'll have, when this is all said and done, when these floodwaters recede finally, you'll have entire towns and cities that are just gone. Just gone. Maybe irreparable.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
All
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
We got a couple more callers on this. We do have some calls on the port strike. I want to take that as well. Let's go to Ahmed in New York. Has family affected by this? Ahmed, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, God bless. And hello to InfoWarriors around the world listening in. And God bless anybody that has lost anybody in the Hurricane Helene, anybody affected. My condolences to you and the family. Us as Americans will stand strong, especially with we have Trump coming in, and he's basically wiping all these people that have taken our money through the taxes. That's why he's taking away the overpaid, the overtime, income tax, tips. He's screwing over the IRS because overall, like you said, how can we win against the federal government? We don't even have resources and connections to even go against corrupt NYPD, unfortunately. But anyway, my mother, she was affected. Her electric's back on, everything. She was on the east side of Florida, southeast, Broward County, West Miramar location. But I just really quick wanted to share a mailing address for everybody. Anybody that's been affected by the National Disaster Relief Hurricane Helene, we have a website everybody can go to. It is a disaster relief fund by the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, Supreme Council, 33 Southern Jurisdiction, USA. The mailing address is 1733.
I don't want to promote any funding that I can't back check and make sure it's good. So I just don't want to promote any of that. People can go out and do their own research and find groups that they trust. I just don't want to. I don't want to promote anything because there's a lot of swindling that goes down during this. There's already been issues with some of the funding. And so I would just encourage people to just go out and find your own sources if you're looking to donate. Trump has a GoFundMe that's going directly to people. So I just don't want to promote anything I can't verify here on air, Ahmed. And so I thank you for that call. And, you know, and by the way, I'm trying not to lean into the political aspect of this, obviously, because Joe Biden didn't cause this hurricane, but, you know, they blame it on Donald Trump. I mean, last night in the vice presidential debate, they blame hurricanes on Donald Trump. He doesn't do enough for climate change. But let's put it into perspective in this way. If Donald Trump was president right now, how do you think the coverage would be of this hurricane? If Donald Trump was president right now, we all know exactly what the coverage would be. They would be showing you all these images that we're showing on the screen. And they would be putting on their bottom lines with their emergency breaking news alerts, Trump causes hurricane. Trump doesn't do enough for climate change. Climate change causes hurricane. Trump doesn't give any federal assistance. Trump doesn't show up. Trump does a photo op. You can only imagine. You can only imagine if this was the case, if Trump was president. It would be attack Trump 24/7. It would show the devastation, blame Trump for the lack of response. Of course it would. So again, I'm not even trying to make this a political thing. But that's just the truth, and everybody knows it. Let's go to William in Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It revolves around the rules through the incident command system under FEMA. I have enough credentials to be an incident commander. I have been activated through Texas State Guard through five different hurricanes and the flood that hit Comal County years ago. I went to Haiti after the quake and Joplin after the tornado. FEMA did the same thing in Joplin with limiting what they gave out with supplies and telling people, what were you doing when the people of Joplin were cleaning up the streets? They were saying, well, you should wait on us, wait on us.
Just insane.
But I'm also not going to degrade how things go about this. There's a lot of emotion that happens, and first thing you do in any emergency situation is control the situation so you and others don't get hurt. Somebody comes in and gets hurt. Now you just increase this situation of...
I'm not really hearing about that.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple more calls on the hurricane. I want to get into some of the responses to the port strike now, as we're taking calls on that as well. So let's just shift gears real quick and take some calls on that. Let's go now as we shift gears. Let's start with Brandon in Arizona. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. My heart, you know, goes out to everyone that's been affected by this hurricane. But if it's okay, I'd like to shift back to the port topic, which is tied to the hurricane as well. So the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, it's a specialized United Nations agency that oversees safety, security, and pollution concerns that's related to federal and international port governance, right? In fact, there's like 18 federal departments and agencies that play a role in port governance. And the U.S. Constitution actually grants the federal government jurisdictions over the nations of these navigable waters. So in other words, if this strike were to extend, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, even a month, the president could declare a national emergency, triggering around 150 statutes that grant broad powers. Like, these powers can then be delegated to various cabinet members. For example, the Department of Agriculture could potentially declare all farms as government-owned property. They can declare, you know, all banks to be shut down. The government could take control over these ports because a lot of it is, you know, kind of port operation is done by private sectors. So to tie in the hurricane, it just seems like this could be a really unique, perfect storm. You know, I think there's another hurricane that's coming, you know, next week. You could see.
Yeah, they're building up that there might be another storm. And let me just briefly comment on that, because there were other stories in the media today about this union president's connections to Joe Biden. I just decided not to cover it. But there's some other conspiracy theories going around about that connection, and maybe there's something else going on behind the scenes. And, I mean, look, generally speaking, I don't have to come on air. You know, they always call InfoWars conspiracy theorists, and, you know, maybe 10 years ago or before, maybe that was more apropos. I don't have to come on air and conspiracy theorize. There's no conspiracy theory here that just last week foreign countries got $15 billion in federal aid. And as I was reporting earlier this week, it's now confirmed. They just announced it. The victims of Hurricane Helene will get $750 a person. Now, you still got to fill out forms and jump through red tape just to get that. So, I mean, I don't have to conspiracy theorize that our government puts Americans last. I don't have to conspiracy theorize that this union boss makes almost $1 million a year and lives in a mansion and then turns down 40% raises for the port workers. You know, so it's like, yeah, I could conspiracy theorize about all these other things that are going on, but it's like, I don't even have to. These things at face value are completely insane. And so now the latest thing is this guy's connection to Biden. So I'm sitting here, and I guess, you know, I would pitch it back to you like this. I'm sitting here looking at this saying, what is going on with this union president? He's not doing these port workers any favors at all. And I'm wondering when the port workers are going to start to question things as well. Now, maybe they're getting paid for picketing. I mean, normally the unions will pay you for picketing, but they're not making their normal six-figure a year salary, which is what they make on average, six figures a year. That's better than the average American. But I'm wondering when they're going to turn around and say, hey, wait a second, we're not winning in the court of public opinion. And if our goal is to not have our jobs get automated, well, we're going right into that now, because that's what they're going to do in response to this. They don't have to fire. I mean, they could fire them all. But it's like, we'll just replace you with the machines now. It'll actually do the exact opposite of their intention. So I'm just sitting here like, this is starting to not add up and start to smell a little fishy.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it is. And it sounds as if until these port workers actually have this pain right on their front doorstep, they can pick it all day long, but it's going to hit their front doorstep. And then what will they do? I mean, what will they do at that point? You know what I mean? Are they going to keep picketing? No, they're not going to be able to eat either. So it all seems like this head, and again, not to be conspiracy, but this head of the ILA is a very unique individual, for sure, tied to a lot of unique parties, if that makes sense. So.
No, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, all this stuff is in the news. He says these crazy things. And if the goal is to not get the ports automated, you're doing the exact opposite. This is going to wind up with the ports automated. And you're not going to win over the American people by saying, we want a 40% raise. And then you don't take it and you demand more and you already make six figures a year. I just, very strange stuff. The whole thing is starting to get real fishy.
You're going to go from 40% to 50%. Now you want 77%. Then what? They give you 77%. No, now we want 90%. Then everything's just going to become automated at that point. And you're going to... excuse my French, but screw everyone at that point. You're going to screw your workers and your union. For what?
Feels like where it's going, Brandon. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ricky in Texas. Ricky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to talk about the port as well. I got some information today from a cousin of mine who lives in Savannah, Georgia. He said that he has a few friends that work for the port, and that none of them decided to strike, that they were told they're striking and to just not come into work, essentially. So, you know, at first I'm anti-automation all the way, but this is starting to stink pretty bad. So I don't know what's going on with it. What do you think about that?
Well, I've never worked for a union, and so it's hard for me to understand that the nature of that relationship with an employer or worker and the union. So I can't really, it's hard for me to give a comment as far as that's concerned. So when you talk about the port workers being told they're going on strike, well, if they're in the union, you know, they pay their union fees and everything else, I guess they have the choice to not strike. I guess they could still go up and show up to work and cross the picket line, as they say. But I don't really know that culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for me to give intimate information on that. I was hoping maybe some people could call in with the better perspective on that, but I guess they're all holding signs right now. I wonder what they're being told, though. Aside from just being told, hey, you're going on strike, you know, I wonder if they're kind of feeling a pinch here, too. Because, I mean, look, if you look at it on the face and you're just getting your information from the union, then you're thinking, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get a gigantic pay raise out of this, and then I'm going to get job assurance that my job is going to be, replaced by a robot. And maybe they're not really seeing kind of how the public perception of this is really yet. And maybe they're not understanding that, to me, the union president is driving it towards automation. But I get a feeling that's going to shift. I really do. I get a feeling that that is going to shift.
Yeah. One thing I'd like to say is I think port strikes show an importance of storable food that you guys offer.
Yeah.
I went to the store this today, and it's already wiped out with water. It's wiped out toilet paper. It pretty much feels like COVID 2.0. So I feel like it's sort of a precursor for that as well, including that I saw on ABC, I think, that the government is providing up to 4 COVID tests for free per household now. So kind of just feels like COVID 2.0 is coming either before or after the election.
Well, there's no doubt there's always the wave of people that panic and rush and emergency buy things. You know, that tends to happen with anything. A snowstorm or anything like that, that usually happens. I'm waiting to see what the actual impact of all of this is. I appreciate the call, Ricky, but no doubt, I mean, folks, if you need another reason for emergency food supplies, if the port strike isn't enough, look at the disaster from the hurricane. I mean, who knows? Who knows the situation these people are in as far as resources are concerned, but food. And by the way, I mean, you need filtered water to cook the food. So that's why we sell the water filters. I don't know if those are still in stock. InfoWarsStore.com is kind of a mystery right now. But we do have emergency food supplies. Those are in stock. We can get those to you. Emergency food supplies, I mean, we do have the water filters too. That's great. So, I mean, if you ever needed to see the reason why you need these preparedness items, then this is it. I mean, it's right there. And look, I hope it doesn't get worse, but you just never know, do you? You just never know. All right, let's go to Jimmy in New York on the port strike as well. Jimmy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I just want to say thank you to you and all the crew. We appreciate what you do and get the information to us. So on this port strike, man, these union guys, I have to say they're scumbags. And I work for one of the uniform services in New York City here. And we are not allowed to strike because of the effect that it would have on this city. So these guys, what they're doing is the most unpatriotic thing they can do at this time in this country.
Yeah, the timing is not good. And the attitude of the union president is very, very abrasive.
That guy should be thrown in jail just the way Toussaint was thrown in jail when he struck the MTA in New York City. What's going on? And if you don't know that it's all connected, if nobody realizes that it's all connected, then you're a fool. You're an absolute fool. Because that hurricane hit Trump country. I mean, the port strike is going to affect everybody in this country. This stuff is driving me nuts. Really getting me aggravated. You know, but what's our next course of action? I mean, how do we stop paying taxes? How do we go about this? This is the problem we have now. It's all on our front doorstep. And if these people don't see it and they don't vote for Trump, they're morons. They don't deserve to be American.
Well, I would just respond by saying, you know, most, even most mass movements at the end of the day, You know, that's like kind of part of the battle we're up against. Are the mass movements of humanity and civilization going to be organic, or are they going to be controlled? Right? Are we going to be goose-stepped into tyranny with all this propaganda and false flagging and everything else and the lies? Are we going to be goose-stepped into tyranny, or is the next big shift in civilization, the next big awakening, is it going to be organic? Right now, I see a path to a political restoration of this country. And I'm not saying politicians are the answer, believe me. I'm just saying getting common sense policy and leaders back in positions of power that aren't just totally corrupt and don't hate you and aren't liars is like step number one. So it's like that's something, and then from there, where do you go? And so that's kind of what we're up against. But look, as you said it, Harris, Walz, I can't even imagine how bad it's going to be. It'll be worse than 4 years of Biden. I can assure you that. It will be worse than 4 years of Joe Biden. And we're not even through it all yet.
I mean, I just don't. Listen, I got people in my own family, and it's just like I can't even talk to them. My own father, I can't even talk to him. My father was a Bernie Sanders guy.
Ugh.
I can't even talk to the man anymore.
Jeez. Well, I mean,
it's just disgusting.
I'd rather have Sanders. I'd rather have Bernie Sanders.
In the 90s, the man told me you can't trust the media. It's run by six companies. So, I mean, what happened to you? I don't understand. It's just like, you know, it seems like we slipped into a different dimension when COVID happened. It's just like we're in the Twilight Zone. It's just insane.
Well, yeah, and it's like either people woke up and realized you can't trust the government and the media at all, or they just like doubled down. It's like, I'll put on 10 masks. I'll take 9 vaccines. You can't tell me that I can't trust somebody.
That's the other thing. I got family members that are getting sick now. It's just like, yo, wake up already. I don't know. All I can say is thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And God bless this country. God bless everybody that's going through whatever they're going through in this world. And, you know, hopefully God will lead us to a better path.
Well, I'll just say this, Jimmy. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, hey, I love broadcast media. When I was in high school, realized, hey, you're not going to be a professional athlete. You're not the best guy on the varsity team. It's like, yeah, you're not going to be an athlete. So went into broadcast, went into television, went into radio. Loved it. Knew I wanted to do that with my life. I love broadcasting. I love television broadcasting, radio broadcasting, multimedia, everything. But you got to understand, the reason why we do this here at InfoWars is because, I mean, it's like a survival instinct. So I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to save the country because I want to live in America. I'm trying to get rid of the effectiveness of the propaganda media. I'm trying to expose the corrupt government because I want to live free and prosper in a constitutional republic as it was designed. So, I mean, I'm in this with you, brother. We're all in this together. So I appreciate your thanks, and I appreciate you tuning in. I want to do a great show and be informative. But at the end of the day, we're all in this together. I want to survive just like you. I want to be free just like you. I want the government out of my life just like you.
And on that note, you know, I was a first responder at 9/11, and I watched New York City come together like I've never seen in my lifetime. I'm 53 years old. Like I've never seen in my lifetime, I've seen this community in this city come together. It didn't matter you're black, white, Puerto Rican. Didn't matter what you were, we came together. And we fixed this city at that time.
I'd love to see a situation where we save this country, man. I mean, it'd be the ultimate redemption. It'd be the ultimate glory. And then who knows, maybe when we're all old and sitting out on our front porch at a barbecue, we can remember everything we went through to save this country. I mean, it's just crazy, man. I mean, I'm not even going to get into it. Obviously, it's very public what they've done to Alex Jones, and I mean, they're trying to do the same to me right now. I'm not even going to talk about it, but it's just insane, man. It's just absolutely insane. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to let's go to, we got a couple union members that have called in here. So let's go to Josh in California. He was with the Teamsters for 15 years with a little insight for us. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, first time caller. Yeah, I was a union member. I wasn't sure if the port union was the same as the one I am. I was a Teamster. I'm not necessarily want to talk about which company I was with, but at the end of the day, I noticed that unions are all Democrat.
They all go typically, left. Until this year, the Teamsters wouldn't endorse the Democrats. The guy likes Trump.
Exactly. Okay, so I've been with the company for 15 years from when I was right out of high school. And
it's just like, oh, yeah, the head of the Teamsters likes Trump. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, and I like air, too. I like breathing air. I like water. It's like, how do you – it's just crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I don't even know. That's why I was like, I called a buddy today, and I don't think he even heard anything about the Teamsters endorsing them. And, you know, they're all so busy. It's like they're all working hard and – but it's like, he's not sure. And then it's like, but at the end of the day, their union's going to back a union. They say they're not going to cross a picket, but I've heard of times before with like when we were actually on strike in the past and they would still, people would still cross the picket line because, you know, the stockholders don't care. So it's like they'll blind eye, they'll let things slide when it benefits them. And the union and the companies are usually just, they're friends behind doors. Because all that union money gets paid, and it's like I was complaining about things for so many years, it's like banging my head against the wall. And then all of a sudden a new contract's going to come, and it's going to fix all these things. It's like there's so many holes in it. And then 4 years later, now they're fixing all the holes that I, like, people were, like, some people are kind of, like, pointing out, but they don't care. It's a money grab, all, and then it can be politicized and controlled. The other guy I heard saying that the unions, they can't really strike. You know, I've talked to post office people, and it's like, they can't really strike. Well, it's like, well, that's the whole power of the union. I originally liked some of the stuff in the beginning when I was younger, like, just the history of it. You know, hey, hard-working people deserving a good wage, why not? You know, I think everyone deserves that. But that's more inflation and causing that. But what they're asking for, too, is some extreme stuff that can be replaced real quick. Automation's coming. It's like they're going to pick it themselves out of a job.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, too,
what happens if some people decide to cross the picket line and give up the strike? Could that just end the whole thing? And the union president basically fails? Because, I mean, again, if I'm conspiracy theorizing here, I mean, I'd go down a line of thought that, well, maybe this guy's working for the corporations. Maybe he's working for the port owners to get the automation.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. All I've noticed is the rule is, this is the thing, I kind of went on strike 2 years ago. I'm done. I live in a country where I can go and do anything. I don't want to be a slave to this company and a union that ain't helping me. So I did what I did, but the union didn't have my back. I don't even know what's officially on page. But whenever there's an official strike, all of a sudden you can be happy-go-lucky and you get a phone call. Oh, I'm on strike. But the guy who's been complaining for seeing these things for 10 years, 15 years, all of a sudden he actually has reason. There's been people that get fired, and it's like they got to fight for their job back. But another person gets fired, and they're more the union. They play the books. You know, they can't get fired.
I would just say this in closing too. It from where I'm sitting, and I'll probably maybe give a final statement, but I guess I'll just say it right now. From where I'm sitting and what I've been seeing, as of right now, most of the American people, from what I can tell, do not support this strike. And I would say even resentment is growing over the strike, but maybe more specifically, the union president that's leading it. And so this is going to be interesting to see what happens. And if it goes on, I don't know how long it would be for it to go on for really it to impact supply lines and for really people to feel the impact. And Josh, I thank you for that call. I don't know if it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, but based off what I'm hearing from callers, based on listening to talk radio, based on what I'm seeing online, even people that were supportive at first are now kind of like, you know, this actually doesn't look so good now that we look further into it. And the attitude of this president is pretty prickly as well. We'll take a couple more calls on that on the other side of this break.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjones-naturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjones-naturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got more callers I want to get to. I do have some other news. If I can't get to it with the calls. I'll prioritize the calls, though, because we've had a lot of good callers on these issues. I want to hear from the people on these issues. And I'm going to wait to really give a final breakdown. But I would say right now, seems like the sentiment of the American people is they are really against this strike, and the union president is not doing them any favors either. Let's go to Dan. He is a union member. He understands the politics. It's a different union, but he wants to comment on it. Dan, you're on the air from Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going? Yeah, I'm a union member, and basically the longshoremen are AFL-CIO affiliated, which means that they potentially could cross unions as far as picketing is concerned. Like the Teamsters could potentially, you know, join them. Or, you know, even like the buildings trades, they could potentially join as well.
So wait, hold on. I'm gonna because again, like I said, I've never worked in a union. I'm trying to clarify this for myself as well as the audience. So what you're saying is there's like an umbrella union that all these other unions are under, and if the larger umbrella wanted to, they could all strike. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's called the AFL-CIO, and beneath them are multiple unions, internationals. And then below the international is the locals. So these international presidents, they're voted on by the presidents and all of the officers of each local. So there's a number attached to each local. That's the number of unions that are in the international. And then the internationals are part of a bigger conglomerate called the AFL-CIO. Now, it's not typical for internationals to cross into different sectors. Like, it's not common for a Teamster to go in with longshoremen. And it's not common for, you know, buildings trades to go in with, you know, the longshoremen or whoever. So you could potentially see it as a Democrat operation, if you will, if more unions start joining in on it, especially since the AFL-CIO president was at the DNC and spoke.
Well, and it's just crazy because, if again, the only goal that's been clearly stated really is the automation that they're against. Okay, I think the American people can relate to that, support that. But then you start learning that they're rejecting the pay raise. And then you start to learn that they're already making six figures a year. Now you look at, okay, well, where does this go from here? What's the end result? Well, the end result is either going to be they are going to be replaced by automation, or they're going to be replaced by illegal immigrants and non-citizens that will work for half or less of what they work for. So it's just it's just going a really bad direction to me. And if it does start to really impact the supply line, I think we're going to have, beyond just the issues, obviously, with the supply line, I think these unions are all of a sudden going to have an issue, and they're going to lose the support of the American people.
Yeah, I can see that definitely happening. And the thing is, I don't think that union president really cares what his public opinion is. He's only going to be worried about
his Bentley in his mansion, his Bentley in his giant mansion.
Yeah, well, he's just worried about getting elected again. So it's with those guys, it's a constant politics game. Also, you were asking about people crossing picket lines, and in certain states that aren't right to work gives you the ability to cross a picket line without having repercussions come down on you for, like, from the union, be like that you get laid off and they're not willing to find you somewhere else to work, because in non-right to work states there can be that little pettiness that happens, because right to work essentially gives the worker the right to work and technically work without contributing dues.
Yeah, maybe it's interesting. We'll look at the list of right-to-work states and which states are currently on strike with the support strike. And I wonder, because, look, again, well, I guess I would ask you this then. What are the repercussions? I mean, are all your fellow union members going to hate you if you decide to go to work?
Yeah, if you cross the picket line, you're probably going to have some shit tucked. And or people just cold shoulder you for quite some time. If you're an apprentice in something, good luck with the journeyman.
Yeah. Well, it's so strange to me, the whole concept of a union, because it's like part of me gets it, but then the other part of me is like, well, okay, put yourself in the position of the owner or the CEO or whatever. Huh. I just say, okay, you're all fired. Okay, fine, don't come to
work.
Like, what?
Well, the thing, though, is if it's a skilled, you know, occupation, and they just clear out the workforce, like the entire workforce, because that's essentially what would have to happen. That, I mean, that's essentially closing their doors. And there are, you know, places that do threaten, like, the union, and they'll say, hey, I'll close my doors, because that means that their guys are, you know, on the bench.
But they don't even have to do that. That's what I'm saying. They don't even have to do that. They can just automate everything or bring in the illegals. All right, Dan, I appreciate that knowledge and helping inform us here. Let's go to Teresa in Michigan. Teresa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me just fine?
Yes.
Okay. I really appreciate you guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been finding some things online, and I don't know if you've heard of this, because I know that you had said that most people don't support this strike. But I've been online, and I've seen a few people saying that the reason that they shut this down because the dock workers were hearing screams and crying and calling for help inside these containers brings Evergreen to mind. If that is what is happening, I suspect that would change some people's opinion. I don't know. I don't have any inside information.
I can't say I've seen any credible reports that that has anything to do with the strike. I've heard about stuff like that, but not, I mean, nothing credible, nothing proven, and nothing connecting that to the strike.
Okay. I just wanted to add that in, because sometimes things that we see just a tiny morsel at first, then it blows into something much larger. So, and it would make sense to shut the docks down if that's what we're trying to do, is to save some people. So.
Well, if that was the case, then of course we would support it, but I don't know why they wouldn't be saying that. You know, that seems like something you would want the people to know, and so I just don't think that that comes into play here.
In the years we've been in for the last 4 years, I don't think much would surprise me.
No. All right, Teresa, I appreciate the call. We do have some other callers here. I guess I can exhaust the rest of the callers, and if I don't get to this news, we can get it tomorrow. But just in case I don't, just shocking news, new Diddy allegations, and it just keeps getting worse. They all knew about it. And then you got stories where violent criminals are getting released immediately. You got some new developments that the Kamala Harris campaign is going to have to deal with from her husband. And then there's just the general sense of Americans realizing that something is just not adding up from D.C. Something just isn't adding up. And you know, if it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. I got a 24-minute clip. And last night at the debate, they were attacking J.D. Vance, saying, oh, Trump denies election results. We have 24 minutes of Democrats denying election results. So let's not just play this game here. Democrats are the party of denying election results. In fact, if you ask a Democrat, they never lost an election. Not in the 21st century. They denied Gore's loss. They denied Kerry's loss. They denied Clinton's loss. So let's just, you know, let's look for an even playing field here. I got 24 minutes of it. It's crazy. But then they attack J.D. Vance over it. Maybe we'll just straight up upload that to the War Room channel. If you want to find that, you can just upload that, and we'll just have that on the War Room channel for you. Because I won't take a whole segment to play that. Just know that that's out there. And we'll throw that up on the War Room channel, and you can distribute that as you see fit. What was that, guys? You had something else on the screen before we went to this that intrigued me. What? I don't know if you can. Oh, there. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So now Jack Smith is threatening new crimes against Trump. Of course. Of course. My goodness. Whatever that is, guys, just print that to me. So this is breaking now. I mean, it's just... What is that? What is that corrupt prosecutor going to do next? What is that illegitimate special counsel going to do next? What are they going to do next to Donald Trump? They're going to try to kill him probably again before the election or even the inauguration. And now, what are they just going to make up new crimes? 5,000 different new charges. Prosecutors say Trump resorted to crimes after losing 2020 election. So what is it? More January 6th garbage? Yeah, it is. It's more January 6th garbage. Trying to persuade Mike Pence to refuse to certify the election. My goodness. Pence is now involved in this too, it looks like. So it's new January 6th charges. It's new election denying charges. And again, I have the video. 24 minutes straight of Democrats denying elections. So, okay. So there it is. So they're going to be there. Then maybe they throw Trump in jail. Maybe they just raid Trump again, throw him in jail. Bombshell immunity filing details Trump's alleged increasingly desperate bid to over 2020 election. So it's a nothing burger, but that doesn't matter. These scumbag leftists, lawyers, prosecutors, judges, they will do anything to destroy you. So it doesn't matter if there's nothing there. What's going to be the deep state next legal lawfare arrest, prosecution, charges, allegations against Donald Trump now? So that's kind of the October surprise that we've kind of been not talking about, but I guess that's going to be their big thing again. Amongst, I'm sure, some other nice rabbits they'll pull out of the hat. So new charge, they'll have new charges against Trump, new allegations against Trump, arrest Donald Trump, shoot Donald Trump. Just nonstop. Can you imagine? And it's like, that's what I'm saying to the caller earlier. Like, can you imagine if we lived in a country that wasn't so corrupt? Can you imagine if we didn't have a bunch of lawyers and prosecutors and judges that were just completely unethical? If we didn't have a bunch of politicians and media members, just complete liars and phonies and criminals. Can you imagine? Like, and I just don't understand. Like, are these people even human? Like, do you not want to live in a successful country? Like, do you not want your neighbors to be successful and have, like, big barbecues and a nice pool you can go hang out at? Like, do you not want your kids to grow up in a prosperous country? Like, do you not want that? Do you want to grow up in a government hellhole? Is that where you want to raise your kids, your grandkids? Like, do you just want to weaponize this beast of a government? Like, do you want to be a part of that? That's what you want to leave? That's what you want to be your legacy? What's wrong with you? Do you not have the same instinctual human desire to be free? Do you not have the same human instinctual, American instinctual desire to not have government run your life, intervene in your life? Do you not want to live in a country, live in a civilization that's not run by corruption and lies and scandal? Do you not want to sit in a courtroom and have a judge and a lawyers and prosecutors that are all corrupt with no ethics bearing down on you? Like, do you not want that? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people? Yeah, I support Donald Trump for the same reason I like to drink water every day. Yeah, I support Donald Trump for the same reason I eat food. I support Donald Trump for the same reason I breathe oxygen, because I want to live, because I don't want to die. It's crazy. I can't believe this crap, man. Oh, my gosh. It's just such corruption. But I don't want to have to imagine. I don't want to have to imagine living in a country without all this corruption. I don't want to have to imagine living in a country without all this scandal. I don't want to have to imagine living in this country without corrupt governments and judges and lawyers and bureaucrats and just an ever-increasing cancerous government crushing the American people. More wars, more poverty, more degradation. Like, I don't want to have to imagine that. I just want to live it. And I don't want people that don't have that same desire and that same instinct anywhere near me or anywhere near my government or anywhere near positions of power and influence. But they're just so committed to evil. They're just so committed to destroying you. And again, you just have to wonder, are you not human? Do you not have a soul? Do you just throw ethics out the window? You just don't care? Like, what's in it for you? Like, just total demon behavior, total alien behavior. Kamala Harris's ex-husband, Doug Emhoff, forcefully slapped ex-girlfriend for flirting with another man in booze-fueled assault after date to star-studded gala. It's the headline at Daily Mail. But they love Doug Emhoff. Remember when he went inside Jen Psaki here in clip 6?
Important part, an interesting part of how people have talked about your role here is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are an incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this. And to me, it's the...
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's just so strange, isn't it? They'll take the scummiest people. They'll take the most corruptible people. They'll take the most unethical people. And they'll just put them on a pedestal and make you praise them and think they're incredible. And then they'll take the best of us and try to tear them down and destroy them. Man, we're run by psychotic demons, man. I mean, it's just, we are run by psychotic demons, is what it is. These people are just freaks. It's like, you know how maybe you go to a party or a ball game or a restaurant or something. Maybe you're in school, new job. It's like you meet somebody, you just click, you just got similar vibes, you like the same stuff. With these people, it's like the vibe of evil. Like, they click like, oh, you like deceiving people? You like destroying people? You hate people? You want to lie and cheat and steal and have power and destroy everything behind you? Like, yeah, I'm into that. Yeah. That's them. That's what unifies them. That's what gets them together. That's what gets Jen Psaki going with her guests. Oh, Doug Emhoff. Oh, you've redefined masculinity. Do you think Jen Psaki will say anything about these reports? I just can't even do it anymore, man. There's some other news here. I'll finish off with calls. Bank of America suffers outage as tens of thousands of users report struggling to get cash from ATM or check online accounts. It all went to zero. But your credit card debt stayed there. So your credit card debt was still up, but your bank account went to zero. They said it was a glitch. See, this is the kind of crap, though, I'm just sick of. The elite colleges like Columbia, this is the Atlantic, very elite, liberal elite publication, the Atlantic. Yes, very snobby, better than you. At elite colleges like Columbia, many students are showing up unprepared to read full books. It's not that they don't want to. Middle schools and high schools have stopped teaching them how to read. Oh. The elite college liberals who can't read books. You know, I don't even want to say, but it's just like there's so many failures that lead to this. It's the failures of the education department. It's the failures of affirmative action. It doesn't have to be like that. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's just go ahead and finish off with some callers then. Let's go ahead and go to Max in Wisconsin then. Let's go to Max. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. Yeah, I think part of the Hurricane Helene relief being restricted is in tandem with the weather weapons. Like, if you look at the Doppler radar, when the hurricane first started, it was like this random big spiral in the center, like perfect spiral. It appeared out of nowhere. And Jones was talking about earlier how they have the technology to manipulate storms, amp them up, steer them. And Nikola Tesla would talk about it. And, you know, Jones was also talking about how Marconi came up with the radio patent, but he was using three of the patents from Tesla. And it's relevant because I think these technologies are being used. Like you can see with this hurricane. And I think it's blatantly obvious because at the same time, there's a huge scam where they're trying to pitch climate change to everybody. So it's like a perfect scam. You can cause these weather disasters, withhold aid, no helicopters, no aid, and then tax everyone on CO2 emissions and everything, you know. And
I know Alex covered that. I know we've had some special report at Band.Out Video and other places. And look, it used to be where if we didn't cover that stuff, it never got seen or heard. So I don't really go into that stuff just because, I'll just play devil's advocate. I don't know. I don't know. That could be a radar glitch. I don't know. I can't sit here and say 100% they're using weather weapons. Is it a potential? Absolutely. Does that stuff exist? 100%. But it used to be if we didn't give airtime to that, nobody would. Now that stuff is everywhere, there's whole shows dedicated to it, so I feel like I don't have to cover it. But this is absolutely the case, and you know, this stuff is scalable. The whole movie, I thank you for the call, Max. The whole movie, they came out with a new remake of the Twisters movie, or I guess it was Twister, and now it's Twisters. Pretty good movie, but the whole premise, spoiler alert, if you want to watch it, spoiler alert, but the whole premise is how this independent storm chaser in his truck with this college scientist meteorologist student go into a tornado and they find a way to release chemicals into the tornado and stop it from growing and destroying towns. So it's like, yeah, you can obviously, there is science out there to manipulate the weather. Is that what they did with this hurricane? I don't know. Could it be the case? Absolutely. But it becomes one of those things where it's like, oh, everything is this or everything is that. And I just don't even want to go down there. But people cover that stuff now. So, I mean, if we don't cover it, people will. By the way, here's Joe Biden. He's the one that removed the sanctions on Iran. And then now he wants to bring them back after the latest things. We'll finish off with this clip for.
Obviously, Iran has gone it's way off course.
Actually, I want to finish the show with clip two. I'm signing off. Americans are waking up, folks. This is all being done intentionally. Close the show, clip two.
I'm just appalled. I can't believe this is the country I've lived in for 65 years. What's happening has to be intentional. There's no other way to explain what's going on. When I see the thousands upon thousands of military age men coming alone without families, there's reasons for red flags. So, yes, the immigration issue is huge.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension. And fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.